Alright, so in this week's parasha, beginning of the parasha is the mitzvah of Bikurim. It says you should take the beginning, Mereshis Kofi Adam, you should take the first of your crops. So it says at the end of the Pesukim, I talk about Bikurim, and you should be rejoiced, you should be happy with all the good. That Hashem, your God, has given you in your house. Says that in the Bikurim, you should rejoice in all the Tov that Hashem has given you. So Rashi says, you should rejoice in all the good. So Rashi says, that we learn out from here, that you're only supposed to say the Mikra Bikurim, the Psukim, that you say Arami Ovid Avi, you're only supposed to say Mikra Bikurim only a bizman simcha, only at the time of simcha. What's the time of simcha? Miatzeres varachag, from Shavuos to Sukkot. From Shavuos to Sukkot is the time where people gather in the peros and people are in a better mood. People are in a better mood from Shavuos to Sukkot.
So we learn Av, you could bring Bikurim because it's bizman simcha.
I hear a question about Av. At the time of year we're going at, before the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Av was a happy month. But it's a good question.
Probably not.
But we learn from this pasuk, that has to be this man simcha. And the Sif Seicham says over here that Rashi says, Rashi explains it this way because Rashi's bothered by the problem is that what simcha are we discussing over here? There's no simcha from the actual Bikurim, because the actual Bikurim are given to the Kohen. The Bikurim are actually given to the Kohen. The Bikurim are also to a regular person. So who's rejoicing over here with the Bikurim? The Kohen's rejoicing, doing a dance with his geshmak of fruit, give him the best fruit. But the person bringing it, yeah, he's not eating the Bikurim, it's also to him. So we learn from this pasuk that it means that it's at the time of Simcha, in the general sense, the time of Simcha, that it's a time between Shavuos and Sukkot where a person is happy over his crop.
I think
it could be, but I guess in every, maybe it says Samachta Khalatai Vashanas Khasham Kafa. You're rejoicing over the Gashmias, not over the actual Bikurim.
So you can say over all the good. By bringing Bikurim, remind him all the good that Hashem does for you.
That could be Pshat. 100%. I wanna say exactly what Shapsi said. Bukhara though, on a simple level, a Pasha Pshat, you could say as follows. Whatever the pasuk says with samachtam chalatay, simple pshat in the pasuk, yeah, can't avoid simple pshat in the pasuk. The samachtam chalatay, what does this mean? You should be happy with all the time. You should be happy with all the time. What's Hashem telling us? You're happy. You're not happy. Person's happy. He's happy. He's not happy. So obviously the pasuk saying with samachtam chalatay, pashas, you should be happy. It's a tzivoy. It's a command. You should be happy. So Machta B'chol HaTayv, a person should be happy with all the Tayv Hashem Nas L'chol Hashem L'kecha that Hashem has given. I think, you cite in Simcha, a person has happiness, right? Does Gashmis bring a person Simcha? What's our look supposed to be at Gashmis? Gashmis bring a person Simcha, so I'm sure you've heard from me, you've heard from others, you heard from your Rebbeim, that God, you shouldn't. If you want simcha in life, don't look for gashmis. Cars don't make a person happy. A person just wants more gashmis. Gashmis doesn't make a person happy. A person just gets one thing, and then he realizes that it doesn't really make him happy, like we spoke last week. And then he wants the next thing. Gashmis is not real. Gashmis doesn't make a person really happy inside. It doesn't give you any satisfaction. You get it. You want it. You need it. And then once you have it, what does it give you? That's gashmis.
About like enjoying the outdoors.
Even that, there's only a limit to it. You can't fulfill your simcha. At the time you're on the trip, you might enjoy it, but it's only temporary. It's only temporary. And at the time of the trip, you enjoy it. After the trip, there's nothing left. And you tell me a person go from trip.
Not trip.
Saying
just like enjoying being going, walking in the park, going to the park.
The person could enjoy that. It's not going to give. A person cannot walk around the park, for example, every day of his life for 24 hours a day. That's not going to give him simcha. So Gashmis Lechara
doesn't have to be 24. It doesn't have to be all the time.
Okay, a Gashmis could bring a person some simple. That's true. That's true. But is that the purpose of? Question is. Is that the purpose of Gashmir's? The purpose of Gashmir is to bring a person simcha, and it really doesn't do the full job. Ruchnius brings a person much more simple. So, I think the way, with 100%, there's a reason why Hashem created Gashmir's. And Hashem created Gashmir's so a person should get simple from. The Gemara says a person should have enjoyment from it. The Gemara says in Nazir, spoke about this a few times, called Mitzar Atzma Nayayin, anyone who is mitzar himself from wine, nikra chaiti, is called a sinner. Someone who's mitzar himself from wine is called a sinner. Why is he called a sinner?
You don't appreciate it.
Why is he called a sinner? There's a vada, there's an Indian of priests. But, so what's the sin if he holds himself back from wine? What element of sin is there for a person to hold himself back from wine? So, the first step is, obviously, is that Hashem created these things for a person to enjoy. Obviously, it has to be with control. That's the Indian appreciation. Indian appreciation is not necessarily, I don't think the Indian appreciation is, a person should never have any gashmias. The purpose of appreciation is that I should have full control over when I'm using the gashmias and use the gashmias for the right reasons. If a person doesn't know how to have, doesn't have appreciation, then he doesn't have any control over the gashmias. So he's called a chayte because he didn't have the gashmias. Why is he called a chayte? So one element is that Hashem gave a person wine to enjoy. So you're a chayte because you're not enjoying Hashem's world. But I think it's deeper than that. I think it's even more than that. So Hashem's upset that you're not having a geshmak to drink. And Hashem created the wine to give you to drink. Is that all Hashem created the gashmis for? Just to have a geshmak from?
It's also like, why would you call it a chayte? What is that pshat? Like, why are you a chayte?
You're a chayte because you're not enjoying, you know, I created this world, and you're not taking advantage. But I don't think that's a pshat. Sure. That's called taking advantage. So. I think the pshat is that the purpose of the gashmias is that you should have enjoyment from it, and what's the real simcha? What's the real enjoyment? Is a person feels the akar satay, person feels appreciation to Hashem that Hashem gave him this geshmak of him. When a person buys a can of soda from the machine, a person drinks it, but if a person would think for a minute, look at this geshmak, a can of Coke that Hashem sent me. It's kishmak. Gives a person a simcha. When a person is zochet to something very special, the real simcha that a person can attain is the feeling of tremendous hakaras hatov to Hashem, that Hashem gave you this thing. Called mitzara atzma min hayayin, I think the pshat is that anyone who's mitzara himself from wine, nikra chayti, is called a sinner. Is a pshat because he lost the chance to serve Hashem through the yayin. He lost a chance to go, kishmak. Look at the beautiful wine. Look at the great wine that Hashem sent me. He lost a chance. Chayte is a lashon of we had it. Chayte is a lashon of lacking, of missing. Chayte, I had this in Malachi. It says by Shlomo HaMelech, it says that Bathsheba says to David HaMelech that if you die and Shlomo does not become king, so it's going to come out that me and Shlomo are sinners. That Bathsheba and Shlomo are sinners. Archatam. If we don't say anything, if we don't stop Adoniyahu from being king, so we're going to be chatayim. So Mitzudas David, I think, over there learns, chatam means, doesn't mean sinners, it means we'll be lacking. Chatam means we'll be missing. We'll be missing the malucha. The lashon of a chatayim, of a chait, is missing. When a person does an aveira, Rav Avigdor Miller speaks this out, when a person does an aveira, it's not just that when a person falls into the Yetzirah, a person falls into the Nisayim, it's not just the fact that he did a bad thing. Worse yet, he lost the opportunity. He was missing the opportunity, he missed the opportunity to grow. Person that sees something, he wants to do something wrong. So we always look at it as, if I do that, I'm doing an aveira. We don't look at the fact that if I don't do it, I'm doing a tremendous mitzvah. I'm doing a tremendous thing. I'm steiging. When a person, if a person's bothering you and harassing you, and you wanna give it to him, so it's very hard because you really want to give it to him. And you say, this is a thought that I think goes through people's minds. This goes through my mind. You say to yourself, listen. You know, if I don't say anything, so this guy's bothering me, let me say something to him. I have to say something. If a guy's only bothering me a little bit, So fine, I'll control myself. But let me control myself. Let me control myself when someone's not bothering me that much. Let me control myself when it's not so bad. When it's this bad, someone's driving me this crazy, and someone's really, really insulting me. So now, now is the time that it's not now's not the time to work on my Yitzhar. In other words, I'll do an Aveira, I'll not say anything at a different time. I'll not say anything at a time where it's easier. Now it's harder. I'll be a little bit more lenient on myself. Here's a little bit more lenient on myself, you know. It's not kedai to suffer so much, just not to say anything. When someone's bothering me a little bit, I won't say anything, but if I'm suffering so much, you know, here's not a chance to control myself. I can't explain the thought that goes through people's mind. People feel that the person's really bothering you, so then, now I don't have to work on controlling myself, now I should say something. It's not, you know, I'm suffering too much for this. But a person doesn't realize, you know, it's the opposite. The more a person's suffering the other person, the greater the nisayon. If you don't say anything, if you say something, it's not the pshat you did a little aveira, you did an aveira of answering back, you did an aveira of fighting back. And if someone bothered you a little bit, you also did an aveira of fighting back. So a person feels, well, I might as well do my aveiras when it's worth it. If I'm going to fight back, I might as well fight back when a person's really bothering me. A person doesn't realize that if you have a chance to fight back and it's really hard, that's your greatest opportunity to grow. If you don't fight back then, you're steiging a veld. If a guy bothers you a little bit and you don't fight back, or you do fight back, the nafkamina is something wrong, a little bit wrong, or a little bit right. If someone is really bothering you, it's a little bit wrong or a tremendous, tremendous right. It's a tremendous loss. A person should look at it as an opportunity. If someone punches you in the face and someone's bothering you, a person shouldn't feel like, oh, Nebuch, I'm such a situation and I don't want to take revenge. It's an it's the biggest opportunity for a person to grow. Just like a person understands, doing a tremendous chesed, helping a lady, helping someone, saving someone's life is such a big chesed and people want to do chesed. So too, not doing something back to a person. When I have a chance to do something wrong, not doing it's also a tremendous, tremendous aliyah. Just as much or more, because it's more difficult than going out and doing a chesed. Doing chesed is gishmak. Someone's bothering you, someone's doing something wrong to you. It's not so gishmak not to say anything, to hold yourself back. It's very painful. That's tremendous. That you just did a tremendous chesed. You just drove someone to Canada and back. You just did the greatest chesed by not doing anything, by not taking revenge. People only look at the negative, not at the positive. If a person doesn't have aveira, it's a chait, you're missing something. So pshat is called mitzar atzim minayayin. If a person mitzar atzim one, nikur chayte. He just lost the opportunity. He's just lost the opportunity of thanking Hashem, of taking the wine and mekadesh the wine and saying, ah, baruch Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. If you're just going to drink the wine without that karsa type to Hashem, so what's it worth? That's what Hashem created wine for? That's what Hashem gashmis for? Just to stuff your stomach? But more than that, I think more than that, a person can only derive true simcha from something if it's with this attitude. If a person is not about ruchnis, if a person doesn't understand this, and a person goes his whole life just eating, drinking, going to fancy restaurants, going on fancy vacations, going to all the places in the world, all the gishmak, it will not bring him any simcha. Very little simcha. You want to get simcha from gashmis? To bring simcha from gashmis is when you realize, ah, look what Hashem's giving me. That brings the real simcha. That brings true simcha. It's a simcha of gashmis, but it's a simcha of ruchnis. Gemara says in Shabbos, Akeosh once said a shmuz about this on this Gemara. Gemara says that simcha. The Gemara says simcha doesn't have a purpose. One pasuk says, so simcha mazu aisa. What's the purpose of simcha? Another pasuk says that simcha is very important. So the Gemara says it depends. One's a simcha shal mitzvah. One's a simcha she'ena shal mitzvah. A simcha shal mitzvah is important. A simcha she'ena mitzvah is not important. What does it mean simcha shal mitzvah? Does that mean simcha shal mitzvah, only simcha that's important is when I'm shaking lulav, ah, I'm happy I'm doing a mitzvah. When I'm wearing tefillin, ah, I'm happy I'm wearing tefillin. That's a limitation of the purpose of simcha shal mitzvah. But if I'm eating a gishmak asuda, if I'm going on a great vacation, there's no purpose of the simcha there? Yes and no. No. If a person goes on a vacation, if a person enjoys the steak and says, ah, Baruch Hashem, look at this beautiful world. When Daniel walks in the park and he sees the trees, he goes outside and he feels, ah, look at this world. Look at this world. That's Simcha Shel Mitzvah. That's a Simcha Shel Mitzvah. That's also a Simcha Shel Mitzvah. And by the way, that's a real Simcha. That's a Simcha that actually gives a person satisfaction and actually gives a person an aliyah. And I think, perhaps, that's what Shana Pesukim. V'samachta b'chol ha'tayif. Now you're able to have Simcha from everything you had. Because what's the Mitzvah Bikur? And the Mitzvah Bikur is to give your firstborn, first crops to Hashem. And what's the purpose of that? That a person recognizes that everything's from Hashem. A person recognizes that everything's Hashem's. Hashem gets the first fruit because it's not mine, it's all from Hashem. Me'melo v'samachta b'chol ha'tayif. Me'melo can have true Simcha from all the tayif. The Simcha from all the Gashmis is not there. Unless a person brings Bikurim, unless a person has that recognition, like Shabsi said, a person has that recognition that's from Hashem. This is a Samachta B'chol HaTayiv? No. Samachta B'chol HaTayiv Asher Nasa B'chol Hashem Elokecha. It's a Samachta B'chol HaTayiv Asher Nasa B'chol Hashem Elokecha V'Yisecha. There's only the Samachta B'chol HaTayiv when the person comes with, I recognize Asher Nasa B'chol Hashem Elokecha V'Yisecha, that Hashem's giving it to you. Without that recognition that the Simcha is worthless, not only is it worthless, it's not true Simcha. It's not a real Simcha that's going to bring a person any satisfaction or any aliyah. The end of the parasha, famous pasuk. Tremendous responsibility places on a person. In the Taichach, you know this pasuk, but everyone knows this pasuk. Everyone knows this pasuk. More famous pasuk in the Chumash. Pasuk, Perachav Chas, pasuk Mem Zayin. It says, Tachas, why is all these curses coming? Why are these curses coming? Tachas Shalavata Hashem Elokecha, because you didn't serve Hashem Elokecha b'simcha u'v'tuv leivav me'rovka. It says because you didn't serve Hashem with simcha. That's a punishment. Amazing thing. You served Hashem. It's mashma. You served Hashem. You did the mitzvahs. Still, chas v'shalom. There's a tain on the person. There's the taychacha. There's klalas. There's all these klalas because you didn't serve Hashem with simcha. No. Not just that. V'tuv leivav, right? Me'rovka. Hashem maybe doesn't expect us. In the pasuk doesn't say you didn't just serve Hashem with simcha. It's hard for a person to serve Hashem with simcha. But me'rov kol, I gave you gashmis, I gave you stuff, I gave you a world to enjoy. You don't know how to derive simcha and use it to serve Hashem. Tachas v'shalat abad Hashem v'simcha v'tuv leivav me'rov kol. That after I gave you the abundance of everything, I gave you all this gashmak, and you don't know how to serve Hashem with simcha through the gashmis. You're just eating your meals and downing your meals with no appreciation for them. And by the way, it doesn't bring simcha. There's no appreciation. You're just eating in the restaurants, going on vacations, all the gashmak. You don't realize and thank Hashem. You don't have a curse of the Hashem. So Mamela, there's klalos on Klal Yisrael. Our Hashem wants us to serve Him. May Rov call. Have Hashem wants us to have it, but we have to use it as a vessel to serve Hashem, to have that akaras of to Hashem. And not only do we have to have akaras of to Hashem for all the gashmis that Hashem gives us, avad, we have to have akaras of to Hashem. Is such an important thing. We always have to constantly remind ourselves, appreciate the fact that of the ruchnis we have. We don't appreciate. It's a hard person to think about. We don't appreciate the ruchnis we have either. Person comes in, sit and learn. We should, if we would think for 1 second, wow, we're learning Torah right now. You know how much schar we get in Olam Haba? We could for years travel the world. We could for years read all the books. We could for years do everything a regular guy does. And they won't get all the schar that we're getting right now. It's a tremendous simcha. We just think about the schos. We have to sit and learn Torah. We're supposed to get simcha from mitzvahs. When we put on tefillin, we're supposed to have a simcha. So, I'm not on the level that I can even tell you the deep machshavas and the deep things that are behind the mitzvah of tefillin that could derive simcha from. But simple aleph beis, I'm putting on tefillin. I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm getting tremendous schar for this. Simple level of simcha that Hashem wants us to have. The hakaras hatov that we're zeicha to serve Hashem. That's a pshat. I think that's how we're able to fulfill the pasuk. Daniel mentioned to me this week. It says by shlishi, right? Hayom hazeh Hashem Elokecha mitzav chalasais as achukim ha'ila. This day Hashem is commanding to do Hashem's mitzvahs. So like Rashi, wasn't it today? Or today? So like Rashi, famous Rashi, v'chol yom yubeinecha chadasha. Every day it should be in your eyes fresh. Every day should be hayyan. Every day you sit down, every day you do a mitzvah, every day you learn Torah, should be like today Hashem commanded to. How is it possible? How is it possible that every day should be fresh? You've done it yesterday. You've done it the day before. How in the world is the child to fulfill this pasuk of Ayam Azah Hashem Alkechem Tzav Kolasois Zechukum Ayla? How in the world is the child to come to such a madrig? And this pasuk answer is, a person would just sit down every day, every morning, and say, wow, look at this chos, look that I have to be a yid and to learn Torah. So it's possible to keep that freshness. A person would just appreciate the fact, this chos, of doing such a thing. Person would really think about it every day, it's possible to keep that freshness. Otherwise, it's not shaykh to keep ayayim as ever, person keep fresh. It's our appreciation for what we have. We also learn out from this part, this another idea is in this parsha and in this psukim, v'samachta b'chol ha'tayv, you should rejoice. It's a chiv on the person. So we start off, what is this chiv? The person should be happy. How can you command the person to be happy? Command the person to be happy. Either he's happy or not happy. So, to a certain extent, we answer the question. The answer is that a person has to develop the attitude that will bring him simple. A person has to work on developing that attitude, developing that karas hatayv that will bring him to simple. Person, many people, you speak to people, you ask a person, you know, guy doesn't have enough. Guy doesn't have enough confidence. So you say, what do you want from me? You know, this is the way I am. Not only this is the way I am, this is the way my parents are. It's in my genes. What do you want from me? The person's not a happy person. He's not a happy person. He's a depressed person. What do you want from me? I didn't make myself a depressed person. Could be true. The biggest aside, and many people, by the way, are not zaych their whole lives to understand this. Many people, the same way they are at 15, is the way they are at 30. Same pettiness, the way they're 75, they're still fighting with their brothers.
It's worse.
A person has to realize, has to take the responsibility to realize everything is in your control. There's nothing, no mida, no character trait, there's nothing that's not in control. Everything from zero to everything. Shyness, everything, fears, everything, confidence, happiness, everything's in your control. It's only a matter of putting work to it. And there's a chiyuv on a person to put work to every midah. Person, you find, simcha is a thing that, we'll talk about simcha a little bit and get to other midahs, but simcha is a person that a person is also responsible to have. Person is chiyuv to have simcha. I want to show you, just stick out two gemaras, two very interesting gemaras. One gemara is in Saita. Says that when the Meraglim came back, when did the Meraglim come back? The Meraglim came back on Tisha B'Av. And what happened? They cried. So, Pasha Pshat, right? The Chayisah did a terrible chait that they were Kabbal Lashon Hara. They didn't have Emunah in Hashem. So they did a tremendous chait that they didn't have Emunah in Hashem. And therefore Tishma became Nigzar, became the day that was meant for pranis, for punishment. So it's very interesting how the Gemara says. Zok the Gemara. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Hein Bachu B'chiyah Shachinam. They cried for no reason. V'ani Ekva Lam B'chiyah L'dairis. And I'm going to establish for them B'chiyah crying L'dairis. They cry for no reason now, I'm going to establish for them a real reason to cry for generations to come. Why does Hashem say such an interesting thing? They cry for no reason, so now for future diaries, they're always going to cry in Tisha B'Av.
What does that mean, no reason?
They cry for no reason because they shouldn't have cried. Everything was really good. They were going to go into Eretz Yisrael, they were going to get Eretz Yisrael. They cry for no reason because they believed the Meraglim, they didn't have a Emunah in Hashem. But the problem is, the Gemara screams out at us, what's the issue of crying for no reason? That wasn't the chait. That was a result of the chait. The result is they didn't have a mood in Hashem and they didn't believe it. They didn't believe Hashem, so they cry. Crying wasn't the chait. Takeret. Have a little rachmanis on them, Hashem. Have a little rachmanis on them, Hashem. Look, they did a chait, but at least they're suffering too. They're crying. They're suffering. A lot of people say this. They're depressed. They're upset. They're unhappy. All right, I'm not doing the right thing. I'm not learning. But I'm suffering. I'm not happy. Zog the Gemara, Hein Bachu B'chiyah Shalchinam. They cry for no reason. There's a taina on Klal Yisrael. There's no question from this Gemara. It's clear. There's maybe the biggest taina on Klal Yisrael is they cry for no reason. Hashem does not want unhappy people. Hashem does not want crying. Don't. If you cry for no reason, it's a problem. One here, bigger chiddush. Gemara Ma'ikan. Another less famous Gemara. Gemara says in the Ma'ikana there was a lady that her children, one of her children passed away. One of her children passed away. Obviously, it's a difficult Gemara to understand. I just want to bring out the point. There's a lady that one of her children passed away. And she was crying and crying and crying. She didn't stop crying. So one of the Tanam Amram told her, said to her, that if you don't stop crying, more children are going to pass away. You're crying too much. You're crying too much. You're crying too much. Means you're crying too much? Means Hashem does not want a person to be in such pain, in such a situation. There's a tie on a person for not being able to control his emotions. It's a tie on the person, maybe she should have had more emunah in Hashem, and it was a kabbalah on herself. But there's a tie for a person not to be able to get their emotions together.
That new person shouldn't cry over that person?
Of course they should. Especially she cried too much. You want to know what too much means? I don't know, obviously. She's pointing out from the Gemara the inyan. For a person to cry and complain for no reason is a tain on the person. It's not a Rahmanis case. Oh, Rahmanis, it's a tain on the person. Pull yourself together. Pull yourself together. Take control of your emotions. How? So, speaking about simcha, how could a person maintain a happiness? How could a person maintain happiness? A person maintains happiness is the var, is the samachta b'chol atayv. A person has to learn to appreciate the good. Why is it, do you think, that nowadays, with everything we have cars, and we have beautiful bridges, and we have all these amazing, we have airplanes, and tremendous things. How come people are not so happy? People must be so much happier than they were 1,000 years ago when they were living in dirt houses and they were living without electricity. People must be happy, right? Well, I'll tell you one thing. If people are any less happy than they are today, then I don't know. We have a big problem. Must have been a lot of depressed people walking around 1,000 years ago.
Psychologists, they had a business.
Yeah, they didn't have psychologists. What did people do? They didn't have psychologists. Must have been thousands of people committing suicide every day. Yeah. They didn't have drugs to get them off depression. Must have been a horror. The answer is obvious. The answer is that simcha does not depend. Simcha does not depend in any means. Simcha does not depend in any way on how much you have. In any way, simcha does not depend on how much you have. In any way and form. The sight of simcha does not depend on how much you have. The sight of simcha is how much you appreciate what you have. It's a mission pick you up, it's obviously. Ezo asher, asameach b'chalka. If a person has very little, he appreciates that little. And it's really not a little. There's nothing little about the world. There's nothing little about a person's health. There's nothing little. Every day we say brachas on these things. We say brachas every day, thanking Hashem for our eyesight. Why do we say these brachas? Because we're to stall time to get to Shema. A person says these brachas, he's supposed to mean these brachas. If a person would just say brachas with kavana, meaning he means what he's saying, a person would mean what he's saying, Baruch Hashem, I could see, Baruch Hashem, I could walk, that would give a person simcha. But if a person doesn't appreciate the small things, I'm joking, it's funny. A person doesn't appreciate the small things, like health and eyesight and everything around him, then a person will not appreciate all the fancy things in the world. Everything. Spoiled children are not happy because they don't appreciate anything if they're spoiled. We have to teach ourselves, Mirza Hashem, teach our children, to appreciate what you have. You give them a toy, I give my child a toy, I want them to appreciate the toy. If the toys are given to the point that they don't appreciate, there's a big problem. It's a bad chinuch. A person has to appreciate everything he has. We have to appreciate everything we have. That gives a person a tremendous amount of simcha. A person's unhappy. Why is he unhappy? A person's in a bad mood. He's in a bad mood because his friend insulted him. He's in a bad mood because he didn't get this thing that he wanted. Why? Why is a person unhappy? Because his focus right now is on the thing that he doesn't have. And in general, he's not a person he's not focused on what he does have. A person that's focused on every single thing that Hashem has given him, a person that's focused on every bracha that Hashem has given him, will have a very hard time being unhappy. Will have a hard time being unhappy. It's going to take lots to make him unhappy. Someone insults him, he doesn't get the money that he wanted, he doesn't get the raise that he wanted, it's going to be hard for him to be unhappy. How can I be unhappy you know, it's as if a person gives you a brand new car as a present and there's a scratch on it. Oh, I'm so depressed, there's a scratch on the car. If a person has all these great bundles of tayyib and bundles of chesed from Hashem, so how could he be so unhappy when there's a small thing that doesn't go his way? Oh, there's a small thing that doesn't go his way. All right, no. All right, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. There's so many people who have a great attitude. Rahman al-Tsan, someone's in a car, a family member's in a car accident, their child, Chassid Shams, in a small car accident. Their parents, the first thing they say to their child, well, are you okay? Yeah. Okay, now that you're okay. Why weren't you driving more careful? What happened? Why did you do that? Now we have to pay the insurance and everything like that. And there's another parent, and I've seen it, that says, oh, all I care about, mamish, that's first, all I care about is you're okay. I'm so happy that you're okay. Everything else, money, garnish, it's bottle, oh, insurance, we'll work it out, big deal. I've seen this. Parent that acts this way, it's garnish, it's worthless. I have my child. Nebuch, some people only say this when the kid's in critical condition. But if a kid was just in a small, tiny accident, a little dent, like, you're okay? Okay. Now, boom, boom, boom. Oh, what's going on? Oh, where? The person has a car as a toe. Wow, I have my child. Baruch Hashem, everything's okay. Could have been much worse in this, not in this situation. Could have been worse in a different situation. But a person can carry that attitude his whole life. A person who could just look at himself, oh, Baruch Hashem, I'm okay. Ah, Baruch Hashem. A person look at his child every day of his life. Baruch Hashem, you have children. A person, Baruch Hashem, you have children. A person looks at his child, ah, Baruch Hashem, my child's okay. My job fired me. The boss fired me. Comes some. Ah, Baruch Hashem, my kid's okay. Call your wife. Job. Boss fires you. Call your wife. Is the uncle okay? Is the uncle okay? Ah, Baruch Hashem. So I lost my job. My kid's okay. Doesn't have to be when there's a point of sakana where a person should say that. A person can develop that attitude every single day. Baruch Hashem, this is okay. Baruch Hashem, I'm okay. Look at your body. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, my body's still here. Unfortunately, we've seen so many tzaras that a person has no excuse not to be able to appreciate the fact that he's alive and he's healthy. This is not a perfect world. Not a perfect world in our terms, where everything goes perfectly. Baruch Hashem, I'm okay. A person's mechuyev to develop such an attitude. A person walks around unhappy because this person bothered him, because he didn't have a good seder, because of this, any reason, he's not happy. It's his fault. He can overcome it. He can work on it. He can change. Not in one day, not in one minute. Something to work on. And this is every midah. We have a responsibility to change. This week's parsha, by the way, is the chiyuv of midas. Is in this week's parsha. All the Musaf star take place is based on the pasuk in this week's parsha. Pasuk says, you know the basis for all of midas? Pasuk says, v'alachta v'drach. Says you have to go in Hashem's ways. That's the chiyuv of midas. The Rambam brings down, the chiyuv of midas. When he brings it down in Hilchos Deos and Mitzvah Asay, Mitzvah Ches, it's like the Rambam. Mitzvah Shmiya Seis Mitzvah is we have to compare ourselves to Hashem. Who Amrais it says Va'alachta V'Dracha, and then the Rambam brings down Mahu Rachum, the Gemara in Saita, just like Hashem is Rachmanus, we have to have Rachmanus, and the Rambam brings down that all good midos a person has to have are learned out that the Chiv is from this pasuk. It's a very interesting thing, because it's one mitzvah, very short. V'alachta v'drachav doesn't specify kas, doesn't specify jealousy, doesn't specify all these things. But it's all mechiv and v'alachta v'drachav. And it's a funny thing, because this mitzvah is the most important mitzvah. V'alachta v'drachav. The Gra, it's good to say this 100 times. The Gra says in Mishlei that the tachas of a person's life is to fix his midas. Tachas of a person's life is to fix his midas. If not, Zok the Gra who call it Tarakula says the tachas of a person's life is to fix his midas, and if not, Lama Lachaim, why is he alive? Why is a person alive if he doesn't fix his midas? Zok the Gra, a person can learn Ganshas. If he doesn't work on his midas aren't straight, Lama Lachaim, what's the purpose? Why is he alive? That's what Gra says. V'alach t'vidrach. So, we spoke today about Simcha. That every midah a person has to realize that it's completely in his control to develop it. I gave you a different idea how a person could work on Simcha. It's up to every person, a person that struggles with confidence, which affects Simcha also. Person has to think and speak to other people working on it. Person's always nervous. Nervousness is a bad midah. Person's afraid to to get up and do the right thing. A person is afraid to say Shalom Aleichem to another bacha. Also, a person, everything's in a person's control. No one should ever say. You should never let someone else tell you. But that's the way I am. That's a tragedy, but that's the way I am. That's the opposite of life. That's not chayim. Life is about growing. Life is about change. Life is about development. It's an interesting thing. Plants grow. When they stop growing, that's a sign usually that they're dead. It's the same. Human beings, we don't look at it that way. Because a human being, you see the same person, he's breathing. No. Because a human being, you don't see the growth. You do see the growth if you're looking. But a human being that's not growing, that's not real chayim. It's waste. It's not chayim. Every person, no one should ever say, what? But it's not me. You want to say, I have to work on it? Fine. It's not me right now. I have to get there? Fine. It's not me, and therefore I'm pater. You could be, if you see other people around you, one guy is very good, very, very calm. You could also, and you're a real nervous wreck, you could also be exactly as calm as him. One guy is a very simchadika person. He's always walking around with a smile. And he's always cheering people up. You could be that person also. Not to imitate, to learn from. You could learn from that person and also be a person that's always cheering every other person up. You could be the most beautiful person. Take everyone else's midos, learn from everyone else's midos, and put that into yourself. Even if naturally it's totally not you, it's not you. I have to work on it. I need time to get there. And there's a tremendous bracha. And the Rambam himself says that a person works on a midah, a person works on being happy, you know what happens? The Rambam says, in Hilchos Deis, he says like this, he says that maybe it's in the can't find it right now, but the Rambam says that a person should act this way, and then it becomes ingrained in the system. And then he's a natural. A person's a natural, it gets ingrained in the system as a natural. You don't have to work on midos, you have to work on midos your whole life, growing. But you're not going to struggle with the same fights. A person's a nervous wreck and wants to work on being calm. After working on it for a while, a person will be calm, naturally. Something will happen, it'll be calm. They'll naturally be calm. The midos that you work on seriously, you acquire them and they're yours. Your people you see, the people that you see, you'll say, no one should ever look at someone and say he's a natural. You do not know that. That's just a person that says, oh, he's a natural. In a way you're saying, oh, he's a natural, and I'm not, and I'm positive. But how do you know he's a natural? If a person worked on being happy, a person worked on being besimcha, and the guys that don't know him, 2 years later, oh, he's such a happy, such a geshmack guy. He's always happy. He's always happy. It's a natural. You know, me, I'm not such a happy person. I'm a depressed guy. You know, he must have really good parents. He's always walking around smiling. He's always happy. Do you know the past 2 years he's been working on simcha? A guy's always very relaxed, always calm. He doesn't get tense, doesn't get nervous. Do you know he's been working on this? Do you know? No. He's a natural. If you're a natural, you're a garnish. Natural's what Hashem gave you. Everything else is what we're here for. To become naturally a lot better than we are now. Person works on it, he becomes natural. Any midah. Person should feel very lucky and feel very happy to have the opportunity to know. It's a very big simcha, it's a very big simcha for a person to know that whatever midah you're lacking in, you can get it. But when a person feels that he has a midah and it's a lost hope, it's very sad. When you tell a person, whether it's the first step to therapy, is making the person know that it's possible for him to get out of it. It's not him, he could change. And that brings a person tremendous simcha. That's a tremendous relief you bring to a person. When you tell a person that no, you could change, take some time, that gives a tremendous a person simcha, because you just released them from prison. If a person stays his whole life in that prison, it's a sad thing. Alright, the Meretz Hashem, we should be zeichet to become closer and closer to resembling Hashem's ways.